Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 312 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for January 6th is: what percentage of the day do you focus on things relating to external rewards or material possessions? What percentage of the day do you focus on improving your character and the type of person you are? Identify one area where you can devote more time to developing your character. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of growing character skills. As we look at our outside action fundamental of growing character skills that comes from our inside mindset fundamental of seeking excellence, we need to understand that character skills come in two forms: performance character skills and moral character skills. And this idea, along with many of the thoughts on character skills that I subscribe to and that we use with the Write Your Own Story system, come from performance psychologist Jim Lehrer, who has worked for many years with people from all walks of life, including athletics and business, to help them see that any work they do or activities they participate in are opportunities to grow and develop their character skills. Performance character skills, which deal with our relationship with ourselves, our intrapersonal relationships, are the character skills we use to perform or produce things. These are character skills like initiative, work ethic, perseverance. And as we've mentioned before, one of the ways we can live and fulfill our purpose is by creating a work or doing a deed. For example, Mother Teresa lived on the streets of Calcutta, India, and helped the poorest of the poor by providing food and basic health care, as well as education to children. And in order to do that, she needed many of these performance character skills. There are also moral character skills. These are the character skills which substantiate our relationship with others, our interpersonal relationships. These are the character skills like empathy, compassion, and kindness. They're the character skills which give substance to the work that we do. And as Jim Lehrer says, moral character skills always trump performance character skills. He would agree with Mother Teresa, who said that it is not about just the work that we do, it is about the love that we put into the work. The success of Mother Teresa's work would not have come about without her moral character skills. In addition, performance character skills can be used for evil and corrupted intentions, while moral character skills only lead to positive outcomes. But what about when we are in situations that don't appear to need moral character skills? For example, in business situations where our goal is to make money, and athletics where our goal is to win, or even in the classroom where many people say our goal is simply to teach our content to our students, and it's not our place to be teaching them character, especially moral character skills. But often what we see, according to Dr. Lehrer, is that in these competitive environments, we do see leaders try to leverage character in order to get their people to produce results. And what they end up saying is that if you win or produce the results, then you have character. And if you don't, then it's from a lack of character. And this is a way for leaders to manipulate the use of character in order to get people to do what they want them to do. But this creates two problems, according to Dr. Lehrer. Number one is that it distorts the true meaning of character and leads people to identify the possession of character always with the production of external results. Number two is that it makes character only obtainable through things that are not directly within our control. Really, what it comes down to is a matter of focus,
And the tool that we can use to help us grow our character skills throughout the day is LGC. LGC stands for Learn, Grow, and Change. If we look at yesterday's example, Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen and their book Chicken Soup for the Soul, there was doubt as to whether their book would ever reach people like they wanted it to and have the impact they wanted it to have. But with the mindset of seeking excellence and the rule of taking 5 daily actions every day, they were able to make it happen. Throughout that process, the time of doubt and not many sales, and their time of action, there was a multitude of opportunities for them to use LGC. They had the opportunity to grow their performance character skills so that they could sell more books. And they had the opportunity to develop moral character skills so that they could improve and strengthen their relationships with each other, as well as their potential customers. So how about you? What percentage of the day do you focus on things relating to external rewards or material possessions? What percentage of the day do you focus on improving your character and the type of person you are? Can you identify one area where you can devote more time to developing your character? As teachers and coaches, we can choose to focus on growing our character skills, both performance character skills and moral character skills in many situations. But it will require us to give up and surrender our focus on external results, and instead focus on LGC, learning, growing, and changing. This doesn't mean that we can't challenge our students and give them tests. It doesn't mean that we can't challenge our athletes and push them to develop new skills and get out of their comfort zone. But it does require us to focus on how we, ourselves, can learn, grow, and change when things don't go as planned. Because even for a successful book like Chicken Soup for the Soul, the path to excellence was not always a smooth and straight one. And neither will ours be as well. But if we have the mindset to seek excellence, then we know that our abundance or lack of external rewards and material possessions should not deter us from using LGC to increase our impact on our students and athletes and improve by 1% as we give those young people a better version of ourselves every day.